Here we go.
Every month, we remix current events to imagine what a slightly altered world could look like. It's the news, only better. Welcome to Living Radio. But first, the news.
Pair who smeared jam on bust of Queen Victoria avoid jail. Connor Gordon. The Glasgow Times, December 9th, 2024.
Two food poverty protesters who smeared a bust of Queen Victoria in jam and porridge avoided jail today. Sarah Martin, 31, and Hannah Taylor, 24, carried out the action at Glasgow's Kelvin Grove Art Gallery and Museum on March 3rd, 2024.
The pair, part of the direct action campaign This Is Rigged, also spray-painted the word cunt onto the plinth of the statue.
A video of the protest shot by This Is Rigged for social media was played at the trial. Martin is heard to say, "We refuse to be dragged back to the Victorian era." The court also heard from museum gallery assistant Michael Barr how he felt about what had happened to the statue. He said, "They shouldn't be doing it. This belongs to the city, and they could have damaged it."
Martin told the court in her closing submission,
"Mr. Barr states that the bust belongs to Glasgow. I am a citizen of Glasgow, and I am interacting with it as is necessary."
And now, here is Performative Action, written by Roddy McInnes, directed by Jennifer Sandella. Performed live at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, December 13th, 2024.
Late.
Only a couple minutes.
Still late. You're either on time or you're late.
Or early.
Nope. Early is on time. On time is late. How many times have I said that?
A lot.
Exactly. We're at a crucial stage in hitting our next target, and we can't be getting sloppy. 7 p.m. sharp, I said. It's 7:07.
They'll be here.
What do we even know about this person Danny's bringing anyway?
She's a believer in the cause, apparently, and she's mean behind the wheel. Exactly what we need.
I still don't see why we need any new people. We get on perfectly fine, just the three of us.
We need a getaway driver.
We've been doing all right so far. You're a great driver.
No, we need a dedicated getaway driver.
If the responsibilities of our mission are getting too much for you to handle, then
no,
we can just...
No, it's not that. I still believe society needs to be reminded of its ills and that food-based vandalism is the way to do it.
Then what's the problem?
Every time we get done with whatever it is we're doing, I'm always covered in jam or hummus or tzatziki or something, and it gets all over the wheel. And the seats and the dashboard. It's a safety hazard, for one thing, and I'm tired of scrubbing out the upholstery.
But we don't know this person. How do we know they can be trusted?
Danny trusts them. We trust Danny. That should be enough. Besides, we're a protest group. Motivating people to get involved is kind of the whole point, isn't it?
Protest group? We are an anarcho-socialist performance art collective. We get in, we blow minds, we get out. We're a sleek, efficient, self-contained unit. We took some major risks getting the blueprints for our next target, and new people just means new ways to get caught or mess up.
That'll be them now. What's the password?
Hey, it's me.
Password.
Oh, come on.
If you don't say the password, you can't come in.
But you know it's me.
But how do we know you are you?
Fine. Tara Masalata.
You're late.
It took a while to get the stuff you wanted.
And I suppose this is the new recruit?
Yeah. This is Sam. Sam, meet the guys.
Nice to meet you both. I'm a big fan.
Good to have you, Sam. Thanks for coming. Danny tells us you're a hell of a driver.
I know how to handle a stick.
Are you a cop?
No.
You have to tell us if you are.
I'm pretty sure that's not true.
Sounds like something a cop would know.
She's not a cop.
You're not a cop, are you?
No.
She seems pretty sure. I think we can probably take her word for it.
I just want to say, I've been following what you guys have been doing for a few years now, and it's honestly inspiring.
Oh, and which of our pieces resonated with you particularly?
The way you protested the war in Ukraine by dumping 300 pounds of fries, cheese, curds, and gravy on the doorstep of the Russian embassy was genius.
Ah, yes, the Vladimir Putin.
And bringing light to unfair trade practices on Indian confectionery exports by covering a statue of their most famous spiritual and political leader in gummy bears.
The Mahatma candy.
Oh! And what you did with for Black History Month with breakfast food.
Malcolm, eggs.
I just want to help in any way I can.
See, she's on the level. Can we get started?
Fine. Did you bring what I asked?
Yep. Three cans of spray paint.
Excellent.
Five jars of premium marmalade.
Very good.
And a trash bag full of 600 orange peels.
Perfect. Now, if you'll draw your attention to these blueprints. This is the layout of the Art Gallery of Ontario, the location of our next target, the only one of its kind in all of North America.
We're going to Canada? Awesome. Our first international hit.
Oh, yes. And this one's a doozy.
Yeah?
Big time. Major historic significance.
Headlines?
Front page.
So what is it?
You're going to lose your minds.
Go on then.
In response to the ongoing crisis of food poverty currently faced by millions around the world, our next target is the statue of Sir Robert Peel, 28th Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. Ah!
Well, that was disappointing.
I don't know who that is.
Sir Robert Peel? Prime Minister under Queen Victoria? The true face of British indifference to the Irish potato famine?
Oh my God. That's why you wanted all the orange peels? Robert Peel?
It's poetic!
That's barely a pun!
Don't you think it's lacking a bit of...
A bit of what?
I don't know. Oomph. I don't think people will get it.
And why is that?
No one knows who he was.
So it's our fault people don't know their history? Don't you see? That's what makes it so good. We get to claim the moral and intellectual high ground. We get in, cover the statue in marmalade and orange peels, and spray paint the words, an appeal to humanity. Oh.
It kind of sucks.
I don't remember anyone asking you.
Hey, don't talk to her like that.
Shit, it's the police.
How did they find us?
Freeze! Royal Canadian Mounted Police, Art Crimes Department. You're all under arrest.
You are a cop, I knew it.
Hey, we know you're in there. You're surrounded. Come up with your hands up, eh?
What are the Canadians doing here?
Turns out the gallery worker you bribed for the plans was a true Northern patriot and tipped us off. Canada takes so-called performance art very seriously. We got special dispensation to infiltrate your group on American soil.
I vouched for you!
And the Canadian government thanks you for your help.
Screw this, I'm making a run for it.
Don't do anything stupid!
You'll never take me alive! Ah! Get your hands off me! They're very politely wrestling me to the ground!
You two best just give yourselves up and let me walk you out. We don't want any unnecessary ugliness.
Ah! Help! They're respectfully beating me with sticks!
Stop resisting, Derry.
Okay, okay, we'll come quietly.
This has been Performative Action, written by Roddy McInnes, directed by Jennifer Sandella, featuring Molly Bader, Claire Wagner, Severin Willander, and Elizabeth Winterbourne. Performed live for Living Radio at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, December 13th, 2024. Audio production by Robert A.K. Gagneau. Living Radio was formerly a project of Co-op Theater East. Follow us at Living Radio NYC on Instagram, like at Living Radio NYC on Facebook, and you can find all our past recordings at our website, livingradionyc.com.